Extreme Bits.
This is Extreme Bits.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
Extreme Bits Radio Show. It's Adobe Radio. 8899. Adobe is the number if you'd like to call in to the show tonight. And Jason is here. Chris is here.
I am. How's it going?
But Jason is being Mr. Hollywood right now. He's on the phone in the background. Hollywood Jason. He's on the phone. He's too important to open the show with us. Mr. Hollywood. Oh, now he's done on the phone.
What did I tell you?
Mr. Hollywood.
And he's acting...
What did I tell you? You don't go on the air until I'm ready.
All indignant.
Okay,
we
asshole.
Let the... Hey,
board operator. Don't go on the air until I'm ready.
Well, we let the intro...
You can't rush talent, bro. You can't.
And he's wearing sunglasses, Mr. Right. Hollywood.
Yeah.
But I'm going to wear Chris's sunglasses.
Chris, you're right. Out again.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's a sunglasses show, everyone but Chris.
Yeah.
Like usual, but yep, Chris brought his, and Eddie is wearing them.
Jacked him.
You're more than welcome to go to my car in the garage and grab my glasses, Chris.
You know I'm good.
Oh, who's not okay. Hollywood right. Now in my garage?
In my heated garage, which makes it so I never have to scrape my windows.
It's not the Porsche, it's in the Aston Martin.
I'm Big Shot Garage.
I always keep them unlocked, because if somebody steals it, I'll just buy another one. Yeah.
It's 3 months old, I need a new one.
I got the itch.
The new car smells gone.
Son
can't
of a
replicate
bitch.
That. Is that a word, replicate?
Yes.
Yeah, wow, replicate. Look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 congratulations.
That's I think that's four what's it called?
What?
Four
syllables?
Yes. Thank you.
Ah.
You don't even
three, bro.
Yeah. Whatever.
Are you kidding me? Okay, you know how we learn syllables?
Replicate.
Yeah, there you go.
Replicate. Yes.
Yeah.
Good job.
Replicate. Replicate.
Okay, now you're killing our
four.
Show. You're killing my show, Pete.
Fine,
come on.
Fine.
Come on, Chris. This isn't... what are you doing to the show?
I don't know. Well, why don't
Don't ruin the show, Chris.
Okay, well, why don't we just jump into our big announcements?
Okay. Well, I guess might as well just say it.
Yeah.
I was talking to Chris a little bit before.
Uh-oh. I don't know anything.
No, you don't. You weren't here.
Oh, man, is it big?
Yeah, it is pretty big.
You know how you want Eddie to move?
Oh, you moving?
Well, I got a job offer.
To where? That
pays a lot more money in Houston.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's like three times as much money.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So I said I would take it. I mean, I still might turn it down, but it's looking like I might take it.
Wow.
So this could potentially be the last show, or maybe one of the last shows.
Damn, serious?
Yeah, so...
When do they need to... When do they need an answer?
You
well,
one.
I said yes, but I mean, I probably could get out of it. But,
oh, man.
You know, it looked bad, but whatever.
What are you going to be doing?
Same thing, but, you know, full time.
Nice, man. Congratulations.
Like, thanks,
I'll
man.
I'll never visit you in Houston because I hate Texas. But.
You want to go to Houston?
You are a terrible friend.
Hi.
So, but... yeah,
wow.
I mean, it's I really couldn't turn down the money. I mean, it's a hell of a lot more.
Yeah,
yeah, and you it's can like, go for a few years and see what happens.
Yeah, and I guess we can try this, do the show on Skype or?
Nah, we won't be doing
that. No, we probably won't.
But yeah. Hey, here.
Hey. Oh, thanks. Nice.
Kudos.
Thanks. Megan's a little upset.
Oh.
That's why she's not out here.
Because she doesn't want to move to Houston?
She doesn't know what she's going to do. So.
Oh.
We'll see. I don't know.
She doesn't want to move to Houston?
Can you blame her?
Who wouldn't want to?
Have you been to Houston?
No.
It's beautiful.
I've never been.
Earmuffed this. Earmuffed
this. Dude, it's so you've been there? Okay, Chris. I guess that's that for now. I mean, we'll talk about that more. But Chris, also, we were talking, and he had some news too.
Yeah,
I have news too that I haven't shared on the air.
Seriously,
you do?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Chris. Let's.
Well, I go to school at it's a community college
here.
Wait.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Oh.
That would be news. But
what the hell?
No, I go to school at a community college here in Colorado called Front Range, and
don't tell people that, Chris.
Well, Jesus, whatever. Well, anyway, I met this guy named Sean who I go to class with.
He's dating now.
Oh my god! What? Seriously?
No. What?
You're gay.
How did this get turn into that all of a sudden? I just track.
Okay. Go. I'm sorry.
But it turns out he's the drummer for Devotchka.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, and he asked me to roadie for them for the next, like starting first week of May for, like, 6.5 weeks.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. It's nuts.
Wow. You gonna do it?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Cool.
Wow.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. There's a ton of stops,
hell, dude?
Man.
This show just went crazy.
Yeah.
I know.
It's nuts.
Did you have some news, too?
Yeah, yeah. What's your...
Well, you guys already know, but I haven't announced it yet to the world.
That's right.
Yeah. But I'm having a child.
Well, you what?
Huh?
That's
we've known for a few months.
We've known. We haven't
we
shared
got
it.
The test back. He's healthy. The blood works.
Is it he?
You got
it. I don't know if he's a he. Well, I say he.
That sounds better healthy. Than it.
It doesn't have spinal bifida or. What's the other one?
Down syndrome.
Down syndrome.
That's good.
Well, here's the official congratulations, cheers on the show. It's all of us, I guess.
Yeah, dude. Wow. Okay. Our whole lives just changed.
Seriously,
yeah.
in the blink of an eye.
Yeah. Maybe we should call this the last show. Unless Eddie doesn't go to Houston.
Yeah. When would you move out there, man?
2 weeks.
Serious?
Whoa.
Yeah, they need somebody immediately.
Oh, my God.
So,
whoa. Are they going to pay? Wow.
Yeah, they'll pay for relocation.
I'm about to cry a little.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm in shock.
Yeah, I haven't quite processed it.
When did you get offered?
Like yesterday.
Whoa. And you didn't tell me on the phone yesterday? Dick.
Well, I wanted to wait till we were in person. So.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned you had a big, like, surprise. I thought we got, like, a sponsor or something on this show.
I wish. Yeah, then I wouldn't have to move to Houston.
Oh, man, you dick. I'm kind of pissed at you. You're going to leave me with Jace.
Hey, you guys could always do the show.
Oh, we could do the show.
That's true.
We could have a kid crying in the background.
I'll need to hear a demo, and we'll
fuck off.
We'll see where we can find.
We're grandfathered into anything we ever want to do on Adobe. If I want to take a shit on the air, it will happen.
Yeah, because I don't think anybody would stop it because nobody's like supervising. We really can do whatever we want on the show.
Right. It is,
and we have, pretty much.
Okay, all right. I gotta say, I'm just fucking with you, Jason.
Ditto.
Aww.
April Fools.
April Fools, buddy. I didn't.
Dude, that's fucked up.
Oh man, we tricked you into the other.
It's so fucked up. I'm not kidding. I'm having a kid.
Yeah,
he is.
He's
yeah,
really having a kid. That is true.
Oh my god.
Dude,
I'm so sorry.
Really sorry, man. I know you were getting
dickweed. I thought you were really gay. And
that was a roller coaster.
I thought maybe you guys were going
to... I wanted to do that to Chris,
up.
But then Chris got here
Houston.
First.
Or Jason.
Houston.
I could totally... I totally bought it, too.
We figured Houston was a city that wasn't too out of the question.
Well, it's the last show because I'm pissed.
He's going to quit.
Oh, man.
But, yeah,
oh,
sorry
really
to do that
sad.
Too. Sorry, man.
No. I'm sad because that I thought your career was moving forward, and now
it's still stagnant.
Surprise, yeah. You're stuck where you are.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm sad because I thought I was going to make a lot of money in Houston.
April Fool's.
You're better off. You're better off not going to Houston.
You guys are fuckers.
We had to.
I totally forgot it was the first.
I didn't know. I didn't think that would work. I thought you would know right away that we were joking.
I wouldn't. Well, I mean.
But I guess.
I figured you would have, you know, a little more. I thought you would be a little more classy than that.
to announce it on the air.
Yeah.
That's the first time I tell you. Yeah,
I figured he'd be a little classy with
right.
And then I say my big news on top of a joke.
Oh man,
sorry.
I felt so bad.
Really,
oh,
took away from that.
I didn't think that's what you were going to announce. I thought it was going to be something else.
I knew where he was.
I thought
going.
You already announced that on the air.
I don't think I.
No, he hasn't.
No, you haven't.
No,
I was saving that for a special thing.
That was a breaking.
And I ruined it.
We can have a special.
Wow.
Sorry,
well,
Jay.
At least you will be here for my kid being born. I expect
that
a
I
really
will.
Nice gift.
Well, cheers to that. And then we'll tailgate your girlfriend's
baby's mama now.
Your
baby mama.
Yeah,
we're gonna tailgate the childbirth.
Yeah. So, have you guys heard about the New Belgium urban assault?
I have no idea what the hell any of those words mean.
It's like a scavenger hunt where you drink and you ride bikes
around. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Well, my point was. A couple of my friends do it from work, and they said that Katie and I should do it when our team could be Baby's Mama's Drama.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
We should do that. When is it?
End of July.
It's kind of like the...
it's right before the due date.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When's that one that we have in Denver, the night one, the night ride?
Oh, the Midnight Classic?
Yeah, that one's cool, too. We should do that.
Yeah.
Also, try to get a few of those rides in before... You don't
I
have
no
time.
Life.
Yeah, before you lose all of your freedom.
Yeah.
Wow. You just
sorry.
Brought it all down, dude.
Sorry. Well, we're happy for you.
Yeah.
We are. It's good.
Well, we're going to be doing the show from my house when the kid's here, right?
We'll do a live remote from the crib.
Yeah, for like 6 months until the kid's old enough to go.
Yeah.
Stay
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
I was really feeling bad for Megan. Where would she go?
Yep.
She'd be out on the
She'd
street.
That was perfect because she was
turning tricks with Hugo.
Hugo will lick peanut butter off of you.
Whoa.
Let's try to like.
I was gonna say something.
Or he can lick himself. Right. You like to watch? He lick himself. $5.
What you want? What you want to see? He do it all. Wonder if we can. How can we? Pimp out a dog. We should try to do a prank call where
we've
pimp out a dog.
This.
Yeah, we've totally done this, dude.
What if we call like a pet store and
we've done that?
We say that our dog is a prostitute and may have gotten a disease.
They'll hang
I
up
feel like we've
right
gone,
away.
Done
this
before,
yeah, and that too.
People prostitute their dogs all the time. It's called breeding.
For real.
Bits with Eddie and Jason. Extreme without all the harnesses and safety equipment and pretty much just kind of unsafe.
All right, it's Extreme Bits Radio Show, Adobe Radio, Music Doesn't Suck. We're trying to get our good friend Dane Cross, the porn star, on the line. We have there's big news in the porn industry right now. WikiLeaks. We all know what WikiLeaks is, right?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Dane?
Hello.
Hey, Dane, what's
you.
Up, man? How you doing?
You there?
Yeah. I think we had a bad connection there for a second.
Man. You're lucky I answered a number that's 0123.
I know we have a really weird number. That's how we like to roll though, because we do a lot of prank calls. What can I say?
Well, you know, it's I have a lot of creditors.
You got to screen those phone calls, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, seriously, where the fuck's our money?
Huh. Well, we actually just talked to you a few weeks ago, and we wanted to get you back on the phone because there's some big news in the porn industry. And I don't know if you were aware of this or not. I think Crystal might have told you a little bit, but you maybe don't know what's going on. And we have our newswoman right here that knows all about it. She's going to tell you what's going on. Megan?
All right.
Get up. What's going on?
Don't worry, I'm not scared to talk to you. I just want to spill beer. Wait, what am I saying?
Okay.
Tell them what's going on with the internet and the WikiLeaks.
Oh, there's pornwikileaks.com where it says... It's actually not that interesting. I was pretty upset about it. But all the porn stars, their real names.
What?
Yeah.
So every porn star's real name is on this webpage now.
So guess what, Dane Cross? I know your real name.
What's his real name?
I'm not saying it.
Don't say it on there. Don't say it. But you're going to tell me off the
air.
Well,
I just told everyone how to get to it.
Whoops.
It's okay. I don't think it's a big deal for the guys.
I think the site is taken down or it's inactive. It's like a real WikiLeaks. But I took a poll. I'm on set today. And I took a poll around set and then the other one across from us. It seems to know what's going on about this. It's not really a big deal.
So people...
They can easily just go to my page, I think, and find my real name.
So you're saying that nobody in the porn industry really cares about this because the press is just blowing it up saying that it's like the end of people's lives. And especially the people who were in the industry and got out.
Yeah, but you... I don't know about that. I mean, if you know, I knew that eventually I would be found out. All the snuff films I did and all the
Well, I don't understand.
I violated in those. Oh wait, no. Go ahead.
I don't understand. WikiLeaks is supposed to be for the common good. I don't know how knowing people's real names helps the common good. Well, that's my issue with it.
It doesn't. I was talking with Dana D'Armand just before I walked out, and I had the same feeling. It's Donnie, this guy named Donnie Long, who's behind this, and he's just an asshole.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I wonder not like that, this gentleman.
Well, they also publish next to these porn stars' real names what STDs they have.
But you can't. The website is actually pretty lame. It really only has everyone's real names. That's it. And, like, what do you do with someone's real name? I'm pretty sure if you really wanted to find out, you could probably find out, right? Like, if you were creepy enough?
Oh, you could. Yeah, of course. It's really simple. Yeah. I mean, if you were a stalker, it'd be super easy to hit up on the information.
Right. Stalkers already have the information. It's just for people like us who don't really care.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
I'm not too concerned. There, you know, there's some people who are going to try and blow us out of proportion and say that this is... You know, their parents are going to find out, the family, that they're it's not a huge deal. I'm more concerned of how it happened, how if it was broken or if it was a leak from an actual person working at one of the, it wasn't necessarily leaked from AIM, but, where should, keep releasing information as tight as possible.
Where they got the information and how they got
medical
it.
Information.
Right. Yeah. So, all right, man. Well, that's thanks for the industry insight as to how you guys are feeling about that. We saw this news. It's like all over the news today. So we wanted to get somebody in the adult film industry on the line. We're talking to Dane Cross.
Can I say one more thing?
At Dane Cross on Twitter. He is an adult film star. You can find all of his work on the internet or wherever else you buy porn, maybe at your local porn shop. Go in and buy a DVD. Support this industry because it needs all the money it can get. Okay,
and one last... One last thing. Ice cream truck comes by. I might get some ice cream. the thing with this, with the mainstream industry, with the mainstream news... they use the things out of proportion, and that means we are not caring much about it. Like we have the scoop, we know what's going on, and it's not a big deal. And this is just another one of those things that's not a big deal. So
fair enough. And what is a bigger deal? That would be the upcoming release of Tosh.0. That's
yeah. Actually, we might change it to Tosh Porno. It rolls off the tongue better.
That's pretty good too. And that's the film you're currently directing, right?
We wrapped a few days ago, actually. So we're done.
How'd it go?
It's gonna be edited in a few weeks. It went super well. I'll make sure to get you guys previewed to check out.
Yeah, we will masturbate to that for you.
That's awesome. Thank you.
But all right, thanks, man.
Wait, it's, one last thing.
Megan wants to say something. What?
I saw that you were engaged on Wikipedia. Yep. Is that for real?
Oh God, what is this?
Nope.
Entertainment Tonight.
It's not.
Oh, heartbroken, Megan.
No.
Are you serious?
Aww,
no.
You broke
no, I'm saying I dated a girl for many years.
And see, that's what I thought could happen. It may not be true.
They broke up, Megan.
No, it was true. It was true for.
See, that's why I asked, because Wikipedia. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Shoot, I was gonna say
to break that wound open again, Megan.
I wanted to talk about that. But... Well, congratulations on being single, and in the porn industry.
Kudos.
Yeah.
Megan, do you want to go out on a date?
Yeah, maybe. I saw him on the internet.
Well, actually, I'm not going to let you do that. I have to cock block you, man. Sorry.
God damn it.
Because
it's okay. You can find me on Facebook.
I find most of my girls.
Well, he doesn't need to get laid anytime soon, Megan. He's fine. Ooh. He's not going through a dry spell.
I am.
Man, they're just slapping each other left and right. It is awesome.
All right, well, thanks, man. It's always fun to have you on the show.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Where are you guys out of, anyhow? Where do you guys broadcast out of?
Uh-oh.
Denver, Colorado.
Man. I wasn't going to tell you. I wasn't going to tell you because you'll try to come bang Megan, but now you know. Denver, yeah.
Out of Colorado.
Yep.
All right. Well, I might actually be through there.
Excellent. Tomorrow, so.
All right,
you can
man.
Stay here.
Well,
just all bring right. a friend who's female for Eddie.
Yeah, if you bring some hot porn star chicks for me, that's fine. Yeah.
No, it's okay because he has his degree in film.
What does that have to do with anything?
Just which one? About it.
Anyway,
just bring a couple hot porn star chicks for me, and then you can bang away at Megan all night.
All right.
All right, man. All right, good to have you on the show again. We'll talk to you soon. Hello. Yep. All right. Sorry. Bad connection again. We'll talk to you later, man. See
dude,
you.
I had two jokes in that.
Yeah.
That was okay. Awesome. Two jokes
know.
That were awesome. First, he took a poll today.
Oh,
that was a good one.
Yeah.
What? What do you?
He took a poll today.
Who did?
That guy. He's like, I took a poll today.
Oh,
I'm
he
like,
did.
Really?
He said that.
Yeah, he did.
Why didn't you jump in?
I tried.
Oh, sorry.
And then the other one was, he said that there was an ice cream truck, and he's like, I got a scoop, and I was like, oh, that was a good one too.
Oh,
I like him.
Megan
wants to bone a porn star. Eddie, would you allow this?
Mary, get this mic here. Come over here.
Eddie, would you allow that?
Well, like I said, the stipulation was two porn star chicks.
No. You don't get to get...
No. That's the only way I would.
What if it's one porn star chick and she was like one of those porn star chicks that you have to put a bag over her face?
Hot porn star chicks.
So
then when you
face?
Both get chlamydia, you won't know whose fault it is. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's
well,
wash.
I'll go to the WikiLeaks page and find out.
So basically what you're saying is you guys would... It'd almost be like an orgy.
It might. I don't know. It'd be kind of weird with porn stars. They're professionals.
Would
I wouldn't
awesome.
Know what I'm doing.
Take wow. notes,
I
dude.
Eddie like, wants an orgy. Eddie's... Has
I'd feel like it was my first time with porn stars, so they're fucking professionals.
Yeah, then you have
I wouldn't sweat it. You take notes. They know the score. Just have fun.
Just pop a couple Viagra so you keep
yeah.
it longer.
Do a couple Bingo. Lines of Coke and, yeah.
Party on.
Bring a party.
A few Red Bulls.
Who wants the party?
Woo!
Megan's
you
down.
Go have sex with my girlfriend. You two women, come here. That'd be how it goes.
It is pretty sweet, though. I just got hit on by a porn star. Even if it is over... The internet phone.
the on the air.
Yeah. It doesn't count if it's over an internet
phone. Straight to her head, dude.
Yeah, seriously.
She's going to go to work and tell everybody tomorrow.
I totally am. And because I'm on a roll today. I'm not going to lie.
You're going to Facebook status this, I feel.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. And I don't Facebook status much.
Yeah, you do. Don't. No, she doesn't.
Oh, wait, she's on. I'm sorry. She's on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook a lot. Yeah.
She's one of those creepers like me where you don't post anything.
You just look at everybody.
You just look at everybody else's shit.
Yeah.
That's what we classify.
I wonder what Tom's up to today.
Hey. Whoa, I didn't know that happened.
Well, let's scroll through his pictures. Ooh. Ooh.
Looks like
ooh.
He. Ew. Ew. Why is it a he? Why do you look at guy
pictures?
That's what
pictures? You do. I'm just, that was my
oh, my God. My friend Janet nice had a bologna sandwich. Hello, you're fat. Why are you eating bologna?
I would so totally comment that right now, but it's me. And it'll be out there for everybody to see.
Sorry, I don't have time to comment. I only have time to look.
I'm too busy for you fucking retards.
I like a lot of stuff. You guys are really, really honed in on the Valley Girl of today.
We are.
Yeah.
So, Megan, you're going to tell everybody you got hit on by a porn star?
That's also...
Yeah, I am.
You're on a roll today? You're getting hit on a lot today?
I got proposed to, and I think it was a little bit for real. I'm not.
That was flirting. The flirting part was probably for real.
I think...
Is it a creeper customer that you
have? Well, I kind of brought a little bit... I'm not going to lie. I brought a little bit about myself because...
you flirt back for a bigger tip.
Because she put her boob out.
No.
She bent over in a provocative way.
No, I didn't think I... Well... What the first haircut, he used to see the owner, so he saw me once and I was kind of flattered, so I was like, well, maybe he'll keep seeing me if I kind of flirt with him a little. So I did the first
nips
time.
For tips.
The owner of who?
The salon.
Oh,
so it's kind of a big deal when someone stops seeing the owner for me.
Oh, so, stop seeing the owner to see you?
Yeah.
Oh, like the main guy? They stop going to the main guy?
Yeah.
Oh, got ya.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, you give such better haircuts than your boss. And I'm like, oh, that's such bullshit, because I really don't, you know? So I'm like, oh, I know, thanks. So then he's been seeing me for haircuts, and I haven't really, like, I've just kind of leave it. And
how
then
often does he get a haircut?
Every 3 weeks on the dot.
Every 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I get one every, like, 3 months.
And you'll hear a secret. I talked him into coloring his hair.
Oh, ooh, Jesus. Ooh.
Yeah, so he's a good client. But today, he took it way too far. It was so weird.
That's creepy.
What'd he say?
How old's this dude? About.
Late 30s.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how did he say it?
And he probably comes, he has money, though, if he's going to a salon.
Yeah, he has a lot of money.
Yeah.
How did it come up? Oh, he was talking about his ex-girlfriends, and one of them doesn't like to cook. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love cooking. And he was like, see, why can't girls be more like you? Blah, blah, blah. And then
let's
he's
get
like,
married.
Why don't you just break up with your boyfriend and marry me? And I was like, yeah, that'd be cool, huh? And I was
that'd
like,
that'd be cool, huh?
Wow. But I said
yeah,
it.
That's what thanks you said. That's your comeback.
Thanks for sticking up.
No, Eddie.
She got proposed to and hit on by a porn star. Eddie, your days are numbered.
Yeah, seriously. Why don't you just call it good now?
Eddie. I
seriously would say something, but it'd be too far.
No, I talk about Eddie all the time, too. A, because I do, and B, because I thought he'd get the hint.
But is that, is it along the lines of, oh my God, you won't believe what my boyfriend Eddie did today. God damn.
No, it's like, oh, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, Eddie and I are going to the Mammoth game. Or when we, like, I talk as in we, not I.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he was just
flirting. And then he went as far to ask me if I was Jewish.
Say no, because he probably is.
Are you?
What? No, I said I was Catholic, and he's like, so.
Well, that, yeah, you just.
Deal breaker.
Yeah, so, of course, okay, he's good.
Could have been a trick question. Are you Jewish? Neither am I. So far, so good.
He totally is Jewish.
We're hitting it off.
He doesn't tip me.
That's why he's good with his money. Oh. That's why he has a lot of money.
He doesn't tip you?
Which is bullshit.
Seriously.
So why are you so protective about him as a customer?
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Next time he proposes
$60
to you.
Every couple weeks is pretty good.
Yeah. Well, next time
and
he proposes to you.
He
doesn't tip.
He's on the news quite a bit.
Who is he?
Who gives a shit?
I can't say his name. I'll show
off
you.
Off the air, you can.
Yeah.
What does he do on the news? Is he like
is a news?
One of those talking heads when they need somebody?
Yeah, pretty much. But anyway, whatever. Now you brought him up, and now I'm down because he kind of gives me the creeps.
He sounds like a big creepy guy.
Yeah, he's a creepy.
You know what's funny
creeper.
Is I saw someone I've recognized on TV outside your
shut up.
Would you see?
April Fool's!
Oh, so
you know, I saw one of the local newscasters walking down the street the other day when I was driving home.
No.
And
he thinks
like,
this
hey.
Is such a good story. It's really bad.
That's the story.
That was really bad.
That's it. I wasn't saying I had a good story. I was just saying, hey, I saw somebody I recognized on TV also.
Are we really all comparing local celebrity encounters?
Chris, what's your local celebrity encounter?
I don't know any local celebrities.
All right, that's what
really?
I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Oh, man. They're nice people, but, man, do they think that their shit don't stink?
Yeah, I hate that.
And they always talk shit about internet broadcasters.
Bastards. Actually, they don't.
Actually,
they love the internet.
Local celebrities as a whole love the internet. This just
know?
In.
Because
breaking news from Megan the Newswoman.
Breaking
house?
News.
No. This announced. It's okay, I got
no,
it.
No, it goes like this.
It's the news.
It's pretty close.
It's the news, not this announced.
You don't even know what your own fucking intro sounds like.
Because I don't listen to the show.
Oh, neither do I.
Oh.
Okay.
I only listen to the parts where I edit.
Chris.
Hey, I'm here and I have headphones on, so I listen to the show.
You're listening to the show.
I'm listening now.
Dude, I've never wanted to break a beer bottle over someone's head more so than I do now.
Oh, what on
who
me?
Said? Yeah. Chris is why.
What the hell did I do?
I listen while I'm doing the show because I have ear. Come on.
All right, what? Becky. Thank you much.
That was
what?
Rough.
What?
That was rough.
What? What?
What?
No, that's what I'm asking you.
No, I was kidding.
All right.
I don't think he was.
No, I was. I want to take this corkscrew that I have in my hand and just twist your eye out.
That'd be fun.
That'd be a pretty good bit.
Let's do that next.
Tell you what, you go out on the street, find me like an eighth of heroin, I'll cook it up, shoot it up. You corkscrew my eye out. Be good radio.
Seriously, I don't think that'd be too hard.
I know.
Oh, okay. Could you imagine Chris with a glass eye?
No, I'd finally have an excuse to wear this eye patch rather than just looking like a douche.
Eye patch in the closet.
He's been
my sister
an
had an eye patch because she had a lazy eye growing
me too,
up.
Me too, second grade. And I have glasses that my eye patch sat in.
Oh, my God. Wait. That's nothing to brag about.
Yeah, you're dating a girl with a lazy eye at it.
It's son not lazy anymore.
Or is it? I haven't looked close enough.
Now, that explains a lot. Because she can't really focus on Eddie, so she doesn't really know what he looks like.
Well, she
that
has explains a wandering
oh, eye. I'm in enough trouble. Yeah.
Have you ever watched her eye? It kind of wanders, and then it comes back.
Yeah. It'll go check out some scenery over here, and then...
When she dazes off, it like wanders. It's kind of funny. Vacation time. Oh, I'm back.
All right. Well, coming up, we have Megan did a prank call. We're going to play that. And then any second
it's a
now,
triple prank.
Well, I'm just playing the best part. Okay. She prank called her parents. We're going to play that. Then we should actually call them again live, perhaps. We'll figure something out. And then, we have a band calling in here any second, actually. So let's hit a song. We'll be right back on the Extreme Bits Radio Show.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
888-99-IDOBE. 888-99-IDOBE. 888-99-IDOBE.
Extreme Bits.
It's Extreme Bits Radio Show. Adobe Radio. Music doesn't suck. And, Megan, you prank called your parents, right? For April Fool's Day.
I guess. I am pretty notorious for doing the best prank calls ever.
Not really. You're not known for that at all. That would go to Yvonne as far as females go. I'm just saying, she does the best prank calls. As far as
not prank calls, April Fool's jokes.
Oh, April Fool's jokes. Okay. So you did the Tiger Woods soundboard and you call your parents right here. Let's take a look.
Hello.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Who's Sawyer?
Can you please? Hey, it's Tiger.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Can you please? If you can, I need you to do me a huge favor.
Who's Sawyer?
I need you to do me a huge favor.
Tell me
take
who you
your
are.
Take off your phone. My wife went through my phone.
You're who?
Hey, it's Tiger. Just have it as a number. Can you please?
Say that again.
Hey, it's Tiger. Yeah, do this for me. Please take your name off that. If you can.
Dude.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Hey.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Who are you? Who are you?
Hey, it's Tiger.
You dialed in the wrong numbers.
Take your name off your phone. My wife went through my phone.
Dude, you're dialing the wrong numbers.
Take your name off your phone. My wife went through my phone. So if you can, I need you to do me a huge favor.
Hey, dude, don't call back. You're dialing the wrong number.
I need you to do me a huge favor.
Do you understand?
Okay.
Bye. Okay. Try a different number.
Okay.
Bye. Hello.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Dude, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, Jesus.
Who do you want to talk to?
Can you please, if you can, I need you to do me a huge favor. Please take your name off that. And, quickly.
Who are you trying to talk to?
Hey, it's Tiger. Take your name off your phone.
I don't know who you are.
Through my phone. And, okay.
Who do you want to talk to?
Please take your name off that.
Okay. All right, then then he hung up right there. And all right, Megan, it was a decent effort, a little amateur, and it went on a little too long at times. But
I challenge Chris to do a better job.
Chris, is there somebody you want to call with the Tiger Woods?
I want to call my other brother. Remember?
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do another April Fool's joke here.
Really mean.
Megan will call.
Nah,
nah.
I was just talking like a whisper.
I think my Tiger Woods call was better, Megan. I have to say.
Ego.
I have to say. Yeah.
Ego.
Here comes the ego. Here we go.
Matt Harris.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Two?
It's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor.
All right.
Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you.
What?
Take your name off your phone. My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you.
Maybe calling me. Who is this?
It's Cider.
I don't know who Cider is.
And what do you call it? Just have it as a number on the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay, you gotta do this for me.
I don't know who you're talking about. Who's on my phone?
So if you can, please take your name off that.
I think
take your name
number.
Off your phone. My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you.
Maybe calling me. I don't know who you are or who you're talking about.
Bye.
All right, it's the Extreme Bits Radio Show. Adobe Radio, music that doesn't suck. That's not even the slogan. Why do I fucking keep saying that?
Why do you
keep
bringing up that it's not the slogan?
I don't know.
I'm more annoyed that
just
you keep
roll with it. Yeah.
Not that you say
maybe
that.
Maybe every.
You always say it's not even the slogan. Why am I doing it? That was funny like 3 months ago, dude.
But it's not the slogan. Whatever. Who cares?
Gotcha.
So our manager. Not manager, our producer. Why do they call him our manager?
Why did you say manager?
I don't know. I was thinking of something else. Our segment producer, Patrick.
Intern. Would you say producer?
Yeah, he's a segment producer. He's not a full producer. He just produces segments. He books interviews for us. And by the way, the one he booked tonight fell through. That's besides the point.
Ah.
Anyways, so he books all these interviews for us. And he booked an interview a couple weeks ago, Jason, I would say, like maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Sure.
And we had this band on the show, and things did not go very well.
Well, for a number of reasons. First off, we didn't actually know their name.
No,
we basically knew their name.
For the most part.
We mispronounced a single letter, and the guy, he could have corrected it off the top. He could have been like,
I don't even remember what we did.
That's pretty much the extent of what we did.
No, I thought we did something that... like,
there was something else.
Something about like sex with a sister. So I don't know. Something like that.
Well, this band is like extremely pissed at the whole entire station now. And we'll do an interview with any DJs on the station.
I love when we can do this.
We totally ruined anybody.
Their career? Yeah.
Exactly, because they're not going to get exposure on this station. But in case you don't remember what happened, let's hear this, Jason.
Oh, please. I would love to.
We have to put your headphones in for
oh,
this.
Oh, you're looking at me to put the headphones
yeah,
on.
You don't have headphones.
That's because I don't listen to the show.
Well, you're like listening Chris. To it. You're listening to it right now.
Like Chris. I just live the show.
Hello?
Hey, it's Tiger.
Oh, sorry.
Wrong.
I was like, wait, it was a chick? I thought it was a dude.
Adobe Radio, 8899 Adobe. And on the line, we have Shane from Tidal Flight. And already he's asking how long the... That's first mistake, Tidal Flight.
And asking
it's actually Tidal Fight.
It's a single letter wrong, though.
And they sound
pretty much... He could have been like, actually, it's Tidal Fight. But
and
no, he just lets it go.
Yeah, then he doesn't say anything. And yeah. Whatever. How long the interview is going to be. Is that what you were saying?
What's that?
Oh, wait. Are you asking how long to go back? Flight. And already he's asking how long the interview is going to be. Is that what you were saying?
What's that?
Were you asking how long the interview is going to be?
No, I was caught a little off guard. I'm sorry.
But were you asking that? Caught a little off guard. Maybe because we said Tidal Flight. And then he's like...
Now he doesn't know
what
to do.
What do I do? My whole world is crashing down around me. My ego is crushed. Oh, my God. I'm a little bitch. What am I going to do?
My dreams are all tied into this interview. I hope it goes well.
I have a small penis.
Oh, my God.
It's okay if you were. I'm just wondering.
No, I wasn't. But how long is it?
He's already being a snot. Now, is he hear the attitude on this game?
Yeah, I totally... It's like, no, I wasn't, but seriously, how long is it going to be? Did you hear that?
Yeah, what a fucking dipshit. You're right, Chris. Let's rewind that a little bit.
But
oh.
How long is it be?
About what a dickhead.
Yeah.
Dickhead. Dickhead. I don't even know this kid's name. I don't care, but he's a dickhead.
It'd have been
the
band cool.
Title, Fight. Don't see them. Don't buy their records. Don't friend them on Facebook. In fact, if you are a friend right now, defriend them, because they are a now banned... blacklisted artist on the station.
It'd have been all right if he was actually like playing around with us, but he was serious.
Yeah, he was. We thought he was playing around with us.
Yeah.
We're like, all right. I mean, like, we like to joke around.
Yeah. That's our
2 hours? Do you have? So we say 2 hours. The interview is going to be 2 hours.
Of course, it's not going to be 2 hours. Do we really need to mention that?
No.
Yeah.
So then Chris and I have a little fun with this.
2 hours?
2 to 3.
And he laughs.
Yeah, you're free,
hours.
Right? Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, we have a lot to get into here.
Wow. We're gonna get really in depth.
Yeah, we want to know every little thing about your life. We're gonna get really, really, really detailed here.
Let's start from the beginning. Where were you born?
Oh yeah. So you remember?
I remember now.
Yeah. What are you thinking, Jason?
What am I thinking? I just remember. I recall actually this interview now.
Oh, okay.
I was born in Kingston, Pennsylvania.
No, let's back up.
Fascinating.
Let's back up a little more. Let's talk about your parents and their lives first, because we have a lot of time.
Yeah, we really should establish the genealogy.
Yeah. Now, right now, what I was thinking, Chris, is like, this is kind of a funny way to start an interview. Nobody really ever does this. We're not going to get in that sort of depth.
Yeah.
But it'd be kind of funny to dip into
his mom's
life, and then immediately go back and say, okay, enough of that.
Yeah,
let's go.
Exactly.
Let's talk about you. Let's see what it's all about.
Yeah,
but he I don't think he caught on to that because he's a douche
or an idiot. Because clearly we're joking.
Clearly,
I mean,
you can hear it in our voices. We're trying to have fun with the guy, but he's all defensive and shit.
Can I say you guys sound serious?
Well, you know, you gotta sound serious.
It was a joke.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
When was conception?
Jason, when was conception, you said here?
See, clearly that should be your first cue that it's not fucking serious.
Yeah, come on, guy. Get a life.
Are you really offended because we ask when's conception is? Guy,
so
God.
Yeah.
What's your response?
Well, the parents were born in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Oh my God!
All right,
it's always good interview when you've caught the artist.
Yeah,
off guard.
Yeah
exactly. We've disarmed him, but
that's like that's journalism 101. Catch him off guard. That way you can get new information out of them.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that not?
That sounds like Journalism 101. I didn't have Journalism 101, but that sounds right.
Yeah, I'm making that up, but, you know.
I'm not a smart man, but that sounded smarter to me.
Journalism 101.
Yeah.
Okay.
They went to Bishop Holden High School. I don't know.
All right. Now, was your father, did he go to college or anything like that?
No.
The reason why
he's being serious.
He was totally serious.
He was totally serious, and he thought he's being like interrogated or something. But I was asking that because I thought it might lead to some sort of a question that pertained to like what his childhood was like, if it were, you know, if he grew up with money or not. And I thought that might have been something that made him get into music. And that's kind of where I was going with it, but he got kind of offended and, you know.
Yeah, perhaps our only mistake with this is not realizing that he didn't get the joke at this
point. Maybe not.
That's Journalism 101, too.
Because
we failed that semester, apparently.
Well, we exceeded in some courses, but...
Clearly, though, this guy was expecting to call in and that we would, like, stroke his ego and yeah. that it was all going to be, oh, title fight, we love you so much.
Flight.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, we love you. Oh, where do you get your inspiration from? Well, no, we're not going to do that. That's not us.
What kind of a childhood did you have? Did your parents make a lot of money? Would you say you're average or maybe poor? Were your parents violent towards you?
Okay. One question. All right, I have to back this up. This is where Chris lays down a grenade.
Yeah.
You're maybe poor.
Were your parents violent towards you?
Were your parents violent toward you?
Yeah. All right,
where'd that come from? Is that based on economic?
Yeah, why would you say that? Were levels? Your parents violent toward you?
If you're poor, they're violent.
Especially because we're talking about his childhood, and I thought it was funny.
Plus, in the middle of me asking a question, you're like, you interrupt with another question that's kind of a deep question.
It's a follow-up.
No, a it's follow-up not. Follow-up to... Yeah, let him answer first.
A question that wasn't answered yet.
Average or maybe poor.
Were your parents violent toward you?
One question at a time, Chris.
Sorry. I feel it's all... It's all wrapped together.
What does that mean?
How is it
it's
wrapped?
What does that mean?
How is it wrapped together?
It's all it's a web.
What does that mean?
It all has to all do... Right. You guys are going to pin this on me, aren't you?
No, I'm just...
It's all
no,
my
this,
fault.
This no, we're just...
Look, okay, frankly, I didn't think your question was funny, Eddie, and I was trying to be... I was trying to bring the
going,
funny
but
back
But I wasn't
into
going
it.
For funny. I was going for... You know, what was his childhood like? I wasn't trying to be funny.
I thought the whole background thing was just kind of a joke.
Let me interject real quick. So the whole background thing is a joke.
Right.
Sometimes you need to put on the gas and really probe at him.
Sure.
Sometimes you got to back off so the joke can continue. But you just you keep your foot on the gas and you just keep going. Sometimes you got to back off a little bit.
I didn't have my
so that keeps going.
I didn't have my foot on the gas during this whole thing.
No, you did.
I didn't have anything else. I punched it for that. I felt it was time to punch it, so I punched it.
You punched it too many times in this.
Yeah.
That was once.
Would you let the man answer the question?
Certainly. Please, go ahead. See,
that's
laughs.
Kind of awkward.
I know it is awkward. You're making this very awkward. So answer the question.
See, that's Eddie getting hostile. That's the thing. That's the point.
I gave it more gas right there because I thought
it was a double down. We went double or nothing.
Alright. Fuck off.
Oh! That's where he hangs up.
Watch out.
He hung up on us. And here's our reaction after he hangs up. You gotta be kidding me. We can't have a little bit of fun with somebody? They hang up on us?
I can understand why he hung up.
Jason!
Are you
kidding
me?
Voice of reason.
I feel like you sold us down the river a little bit.
Absolutely.
I don't feel like, you know, I don't even feel like listening over this again. I don't feel like we really crossed the line.
I need to separate myself from you guys sometimes because I am the talent.
Oh, whatever.
I'm
sometimes
sorry.
You do things that are worse than that.
Yeah, I and separate I myself say, from you guys all the time, but this one wasn't over the top.
That was nothing. The kid didn't have any sense of humor whatsoever. And after that interview... a few weeks later, in fact, just a couple days ago, we get an angry email from our segment producer who set up that segment saying, his name is Patrick, saying that he's worked so hard to get where he is in this industry, And now this band will not talk to him or anybody else on the station or this other like side project he has going on. And he's like, you're burning bridges for me. And blah, blah.
It's all our fault.
How hard of work does he put into it from his mom's basement?
Let's call him right now. He's probably not going to answer because he probably doesn't have the balls to talk to us. But he didn't even have the decency to like call me up and say, hey, dude. Hey.
Yep. Oh, hello?
There you are. You're listening to the show right now, aren't you?
I am listening to the show right now. I actually, man, I'm fucking. My phone's going off the hook, man. It's crazy. I mean, you guys must have heard earlier on today my Facebook post. I'm moving it to the UK and at the end of May.
You're doing what? You're moving to the UK at the end of May.
I'm working for a rock magazine called Rock Sound. It's kind of like alternative press.
All right,
but,
okay. April Fool's Day, we did this already. Yeah, we've already done this.
We'll hear about that later if it's true, but right now we're talking about the interview with Title Fight, and we played...
Title Fight.
Fight.
What the fuck is their name?
Town, yeah, you
and they told me, they were like, they said, he's like, I was pissed at first, and then I thought it was funny after. That's what he said to me.
All right, let's get him on the phone. You have the guy's phone number?
Do I know the number?
Yeah, get him on the phone. Three-way this shit. Let's bury the hatchet right
wait,
now.
Wait. So now here they think it's funny?
Yeah, apparently what? according to Patrick. But Patrick, you emailed me a couple days ago saying that I ruined your career and that I burned bridges.
You're going to kill yourself.
And you've worked so hard to get where you're at and blah, 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 blah. But, you know... Now you laugh about it, but you had some big balls in that email, and you can't back up those big balls because I set you straight when I responded to that, and I banned Title Flight.
Flight.
I'm just kidding. From Adobe because of your attitude and how you presented your problem with me, which I thought was kind of cocky and arrogant.
that's how they presented the shit to me. I was like, yo, like, what's good? And they were like, we aren't doing anything for the radio station. They were dicks. And I was like, and then I went, that was via text message. And I talked to them at the show, and they were like, we were pissed at first. And they were like, we went, like, he's like, afterwards, I just found it funny. He showed a bunch of friends.
Are we
going to,
let's bury the
So
hatchet.
Now he's cool with it? Now everything's cool?
Yeah. He said, he's like, yeah, everything's cool.
Get him on the phone right now.
Let's settle this. Let's straighten it out.
Three-way.
Get him on the fucking phone. We're not going to have sexual jokes. Just get him on the phone.
I feel like people are like being very ballsy and then backpedaling a lot.
It happens. It happens when we call out hypocrites, man. It happens. So get him on the phone.
Yo, chances are his phone's probably off, though, because they're in Canada.
Get somebody.
They're doing a tour with Comeback Kid right now. They're direct support for it.
Who turns their phone off in 2011? Last time I turned my phone off was like 1998.
It costs a shitload of money to have your phone on in Canada. Like, if you have a phone call, it's like you pay like $1.50 in roaming charges if you have an American phone. Or same thing if we go down there. It's like 60 cents to send a text message or receive one. You get butt fucked pretty hard, but
the label's paying for all that.
What are you actually raging about, Eddie? Actually, you've lost me on this one.
Dude, shut the hell up. We're about to get the band on the phone to patch it. So if you're out of this, that's fine. So
now I'm just saying I don't understand why you're raging that the phone might be off.
Because I'm having a rage right now, okay? So I'm on a roll, so let me be on my roll.
You got to learn, Chris, that when he's on a roll, just let him roll.
Did you guys do the interview yet or no?
No,
oh, that's a whole different.
But besides, the interview you set
thing.
Up tonight, yeah, they didn't even call.
Yeah, thanks.
It was a no show, no call, no show.
Oh, Nate?
Yeah,
write him up.
Oh.
They All probably right. heard our interview with Title Flight.
Yeah, they're pissed. No one's gonna interview with us. Oh no!
So what's
our lives are over?
Get this band on the phone.
Hey man, in your guys' defense, when I talked to the George Watsky lady afterwards, she's like, they were so awesome. They asked good questions. She's like, they were just great. She was so stoked on it. It was pretty funny.
That's why I said in my rebuttal email, who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
We know.
One of the reasons. We've done this for a long time, Patrick. Longer than you've been alive.
Oh, I fully understand that.
All right, so...
Yeah, Patrick, when did your mom and dad conceive you?
What?
1990.
Oh, no, not good. It's not a good one.
It isn't like that one, yeah.
Okay.
Ad infinitum. When was conception?
Yo, no wonder, yeah.
Were your parents abusive?
Are you poor?
Were my parents abusive and poor?
All right.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
These are all like serps from the title fight interview.
You have no idea. You have no idea. Like, I'm from Canada, and, like, we live in the bush, and, like, my parents, man, like, fuck. I only have one foot, because fucking one night back when I was, like, 6 or 7 years old, man, fucking my parents had to hack off my foot, and we had to eat it for dinner because we were so poor.
Wow, this is getting heavy.
That's not really funny. Yeah, so are you going to get this guy on the phone or what? Because we have... Actually,
me? I don't have his number.
I have Shane's number right here. I'm gonna get him on the phone. Here we go. How do I do this? Here we go.
You talk a big talk for a guy who doesn't know how to dial a number.
Okay, now we're gonna three-way this.
Damn.
Three-way. This is the first.
Shane Moran.
Is full. Told you. Not accept new messages.
Okay, his phone is off.
Told you guys. His phone is off. They were at the show last night. That dude was wheeling mad bitches. They were just back at merch, and all these hipster hardcore chicks were just like...
I don't care.
How is that in their defense?
It's pretty funny.
What the fuck is that?
I don't care. He's a dick.
Fucking hardcore.
He is a dick.
He's a what hardcore?
I can't even hear you guys.
Well, open your ears.
Oh, my God.
It's cutting out. Something about hardcore something. Yeah, that's all I heard.
Something about. That's all.
So I want this band to apologize to us, and we'll do a proper interview. Can you set that up?
On the air. Not email, on the air.
On the air.
You want someone to apologize to you on the air?
Absolutely.
I will apologize if we feel we should at the time.
No, we will not.
That's why I said if we feel we should at the
time. I might apologize.
Don't even open that window. We don't.
But we're not going to.
Who needs apologies? We'll just set it straight because I think this whole thing was a miscommunication.
I don't think that was it either.
That's what we said to his fucking manager.
There's no miscommunication.
And the whole fucking Side One dummy record label, according to Patrick, doesn't even want to do anything with the whole station.
Oh, God.
I sent them two emails this week. I'm like, I've done interviews with their bands before and they've gotten back to me right away. Like, fucking, like, literally, like, within a half hour, it's time to get an email in the middle of the day, and they fucking no replies or no anything. But I'll probably just call the guy sometime next week, and you know what I mean, kind of sort shit out, because obviously it's a big misunderstanding.
Exactly. We tried to straighten this shit out. Now be a good producer and straighten it out instead of
clean up our shit.
There's no shit.
It's all straightened out. I talked to them yesterday. They're cool with everything. They're like, dude, like, what? We're pissed off. At the time, it's funny. Like we showed our friends. Like I had a good laugh at it. Like, you know what I mean? It was like I didn't expect that, but he's like, I find it funny now. Like, shit's like they're cool as shit now.
It's all right. We'll talk to him. We'll get him on the air. Let's try to book him for next week. That's your goal. I want TF on the show.
What happened to the other goal, Justin Long?
Yeah, we also have Justin Long.
What the hell's going on with that?
Get Justin Long on the show.
The only problem is you guys got to tell me this now. What guest should I aim to be getting on April 8th and April 15th? Because I'm going to be in Mexico from April 8th to 15th.
Okay, we want title fight, and we also want Justin Long.
There you go.
Title fight and who?
Justin Long.
Justin Long.
And then all right, you can also work Lionized, the band that was supposed to call in tonight and didn't. So. We need a contact phone number.
You guys didn't get a contact number from that?
No, we just got an email from Mike Kubios, who we've dealt with many times, who was kind of weird, and he said that they were going to call the 1-800 number line. But Jason and I have had many dealings and run-ins with Mike Kubios.
I fucking hate that guy. That guy is ridiculous.
Yeah, we know Mike Kubios. Oh, he is ridiculous. He is a little spacey, probably on a lot of drugs.
He needs to stop smoking opium.
Oh, my God.
Because that ain't helping anybody.
No, it's not that he
smokes opium anymore, man.
He doesn't do drugs. He just sends out fucking 5 emails a day about updates of his bands, and he forgets everything else. Because he focuses on those updates.
Oh, people smoke opium, Patrick.
People smoke the shit out of opium.
In speaking of it, Justin Long, fucking in the movie Dodgeball, they say that Dodgeball used to be fucking with people's heads because they smoked a lot of opium or some shit. I don't know. That's what it said in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not the talent, you're the producer.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
No, that's true.
But you are the talent on Rock the Walls, Saturday nights on Adobe.
So, yeah.
And we have a theater remembered tomorrow night, and as well, since it's WrestleMania and there's a couple pop punk bands who are fucking crazy about wrestling, we're going to have Veer on the show. They're currently out on tour with Hawthorne Heights, and then we're going to have a Lost for Words, and they're going to be going into the studio to record their second record for Rise Records coming up this fall.
So
that's the
a day to remember. How come you get them for our show? Because
I feel like we've had them.
It's been a while, but I like those guys.
Yeah. Hawthorne Heights.
They're cool dudes.
I can't believe they're still around.
Did we interview Hawthorne Heights? I think back in the day, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Day to remember is fucking gigantic now. It's kind of retarded.
They are they're fucking good. Like their sound is has evolved and it sounds good. I love their new stuff.
Yeah, we interviewed them at Warped Tour, I feel.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've talked to them before. And
yeah.
Like, way before.
A couple times.
Even,
yeah. Well, like, we're the reason they're
like
big.
Like, probably, now. Like, 10 years ago, even. Like, when we first started doing
they're
the show.
We're the reason. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We're the stepping stone for all bands to make it big.
Yeah, they step on us, and then they make it big.
Shove our faces in the dirt.
And then they reach for the brass ring.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Yep, all right, guys. Patrick.
Can I...
What?
You guys have a good night. I really have to go to the washroom right now.
The washroom.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'd bye really bye. Have
to sorry, Patrick. Oh, there we go.
Good. Yeah.
All right, man. You have a good right, night. Word. Thank
yeah,
you.
Man. All right, we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, guys. Have a good night. Bye.
You too.
Now, I'm pissed off, Eddie.
I'm not as pissed off.
I'm pissed off.
Yeah, why are you pissed, man?
The fact that we're just saying that we might apologize or
there, no,
I'm pissed off that we're agreeing that there's a miscommunication. That's not the case. And I'm pissed off that we're even saying that it might be the case.
Well, you were the guy who originally said that we
were
terrible.
Yeah, I know. That was just for the show. But, you know, we got balls. Come on.
Listen, I'm not going to apologize to these fuck faces.
Yeah, I know. I just don't like us saying that we might. Or that there
well,
might
I said
have been
that I felt I said that sarcastically.
Yeah, and, I know, but then he kind of took on with it.
Well, he can.
And then the miscommunication comment, like there was none. Like
no,
it was pretty clear. It was funny. It was no one was being serious.
Hey, you were the one who was fucking copping out during the interview.
Yeah,
I'm all for de-escalation on this situation.
No, I'm all about escalation.
I know.
Yeah, see, that's my point. You were escalating there. We always need one person to be the
somebody's got to push
moderator. The moderator, right?
Yeah.
So you're moderating now, and I can actually do what I feel like we should.
Yeah.
Which is push. Escalate the situation. That's what
I. We'll get them on the show hopefully within the next week or two, and we'll bury the hatchet, talk to these guys, and see if they have balls or see if they're pussies.
Yeah. I guess I just like having feuds with people.
Yeah.
Feuds are fun.
I love
it. But we have a lot out there that are still like lingering.
We're like Richard Nixon. We have an enemies list on the show.
We really do. We should probably put that on the webpage.
Yeah. Ooh, that'd be sick.
Yeah. Have an enemies section.
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert, too. He has an enemies list.
Does he?
Yeah.
Because we had Crash Test Radio. That was a show that was on this station for a long time.
And they all died.
They're done. We killed those guys. War of attrition.
Yeah.
And then DJ Rostar.
Got in that was our epic one.
Yeah, that was an epic battle that lasted for years. And then
I don't even know if he realized he was in a battle, but we definitely
we knew we were in a battle.
And we took his ass down.
We seriously did.
Jay Maskus.
Oh, yeah.
From Dinosaur Jr. We had a feud with Panic at the Disco.
Yeah.
We did? What happened?
Remember the whole beer bottle over the head thing?
What? No. What happened?
You don't remember that? Like way back, like five studios ago.
Okay.
Before anybody knew them.
No, they were pretty big. Like one of them got hit in the head with a beer bottle.
And?
Okay, that's kind of
what happened.
Tell me the story. Saying they were pussies and blah, 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 and then someone threw a beer bottle at my head.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't believe I remember that.
We didn't actually even have them on the show. There was a video that was put on the internet of somebody throwing a beer bottle at one of their heads when they're performing.
Yeah, and then
right?
they pass out and then they end the show because
right.
he was hurt.
And it was like one song in, and then we recreated that in the studio where we had a beer bottle thrown at Jason's head.
Yeah, and I was fine.
I totally forgot about that. That was dangerous. Why did we do that?
Look, I don't remember that at all. I can't believe we did that.
I can't either. I totally
what
forgot about that.
What the fuck were we thinking then?
I don't know.
We were kind of crazy back then.
We did a lot of crazy shit.
We had a lot more hard alcohol flowing back in those days.
We also
had a feud with Chris's hair when we dyed a tangerine.
Right.
How was that a feud?
That was a feud.
All right.
And we won.
I remember volunteering for that, but okay.
Yeah,
but
you wanted to do that. You didn't volunteer.
That's the same
anyway,
thing. How is that different?
It just needs to be on the site that it was a feud with Chris's hair.
Mm. Chris's hair, that'll be on there. But, all right. Well, I feel like there's more than that, but we'll have to make a list and just think about it. I do feel like there's more than that.
We have an enemies list. It's kind of depressing for me. I don't know.
There's a whole list of bands that are banned from Adobe that I could pull up at any second.
Really?
Yeah, I'll do that during the break.
Does anybody know their band besides us?
No, it's like bands we won't give any press to.
No.
So, there's a whole bunch of them, actually. There's a lot of assholes in this industry.
Sure are.
Yeah, we're one of them.
Yeah, we're three of them.
Oh, what was that one band that we ended up... I had to talk to the manager. I forgot that band.
Oh, yeah. That was Jay Maskus, wasn't it? No. That was all.
That was all.
Yeah,
me.
What was that? I remember.
I forgot about that. But anyway, there was a band that we don't even remember. That's how popular they became.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the point, kids. That who gives a shit about them? Don't touch my mic.
What the hell did you... What'd you do? Chris just adjusted Jason's mic for me.
Yeah,
because I wasn't getting him in my channels. Yeah, I don't think he's going over. That's why.
That's kind of gay in a weird way.
Because our earphones are down.
No, my earphones are working fine.
Earphones? What are earphones?
Headphones? Earphones?
I knew what he was talking about. Don't be a bastard.
Yeah,
you know exactly what
you're such
what the
an
fuck.
Asshole, Eddie. We're feuding.
You know what? You're on my enemies list, Eddie.
Mine too.
Why don't you move to Houston, you bastard, because you think you're better than us.
Oh, maybe you can cut him deep right now.
Ouch.
Downtown does, or one of them.
Stream bits, we're gonna wrap it up here. Time for everybody's favorite part of the show, Chris's final thought.
Chris, I was gonna say where we sign off, or
well, yeah, that's so coming up in a second. Stay tuned for the sign off.
Yeah,
but first, Chris, what's going on with your final thought?
Good question, Eddie.
What happened tonight? What did we learn?
What did we learn? There I am. There we go. What did we learn tonight?
I thought you listened to the show.
Huh?
I thought you listened to the show while we do it, so then you could wrap this up really quickly.
That was a hypothetical question.
There was a question there?
It was, Chris, what did we learn tonight? Yeah.
Oh.
There was a question there.
Got you.
Anyway. Surprise! Hey, April Fools, this whole show is a joke. And title fight, we love you. We love you so much. We're so sorry for everything. We love you long
fuck
time.
That.
$5.
Wow,
$5. Fuck, Eddie, back to you.
Yes, Chris speaks for himself there.
It is Chris's final thought, not the show's final thought.
Wow, rough. That was a little rough.
Nah, it makes sense. It is my final thought.
Yeah. I don't apologize.
Me and either. That was sarcastic. See, nobody gets my fucking sarcasm.
Maybe you should work
on
Jesus.
Work on the delivery.
See, Jesus was a that was sarcastic. Jesus.
No, that was sincere, man. Oh. God damn it. Damn sarcasm it. Isn't funny if you're over the top sarcastic. Okay. You have to try and deliver it straight.
Oh, come on. This isn't Futurama.
What does that mean? What What does that? What are you talking about?
Okay, tell me this sarcastically. I'm a woman. Can you say that line sarcastically?
I'm a woman.
Nope. No, that was you sold that pretty good. I thought you were a woman.
Yeah.
You're fucking.
Yeah, the female voice.
Fuck that. God damn it. I will be damned if I sit here and let you criticize my sarcasm. My sarcasm is gold. That's my bread and butter, sir.
All right.
Oh, that's why. Was that sarcastic? Think you're funny.
Was that sarcastic?
I don't even know anymore.
What's happening?
I think I told Chris I don't think he's funny.
Did you?
I don't know. That was sarcasm.
It's only sarcasm if you actually fucking said it. I don't even remember that.
Chris just closed his eyes. What the fuck is going on?
I did. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Well, that's a good sign that we need to just sign off.
Yeah.
ExtremeBits.com, X-T-R-E-M-E-B-I-T-Z.com is where you can find the podcast and contact us.